The Admiral wants you.
Esme Suiza looked up from her lists at the jig in the doorway. She hadn't done something wrong again, surely.
On my way.
Whatever it was, a bad attitude wouldn't make it any better. In Admiral Hornan's outer office, the clerk nodded at her soberly and touched a button on the desk.
Go right in, Lieutenant Suiza.
So it was serious, and she still had no idea what was going on. They had chewed all the flavor out of her sins so far. What else was there to attack? She met Admiral Hornan's eyes squarely.
Lieutenant Suiza, reporting, sir.
At ease, Lieutenant. I'm sorry to say I have sad news for you. We have received a request relayed by Ansible from your father for you to take emergency leave. Your great-grandmother has died.
Esme felt her knees give a little.
Sit down, Lieutenant.
Esme sat, her mind whirling.
Would you like tea? Coffee?
No. Thank you, sir. I'll be fine in a moment.
Your father indicates that you and your great-grandmother were close.
Yes, sir.
And says that your presence is urgently needed for both legal and family matters, if you can possibly be spared. Under the circumstances, I think you certainly can be spared. Your presence here is hardly essential.
He might as well have said it was grossly unwelcome. Esme registered that, but felt none of the pain she would have felt before. Great-grandmother had been a constant, even in self-exile, all Esme's life, all her father's life.
Thank you, sir.
I'm curious to know, if you would not mind telling me, what legalities might require a great-grandchild's presence at such a time.
Esme dragged her mind back to the present conversation. She felt she was wading through glue.
I'm not entirely sure, sir. Unless I am my great-grandmother's nearest female relative in the female line, and I'd have thought it was my Aunt Sanibel.
I don't follow.
It's the land, sir. The estancia. Land passes in the female line.
Land? How much land?
Sir, I'm sorry, but I don't know. A lot?
10 hectares? 100?
Oh, no. Much more than that. The headquarters buildings occupy 20 hectares, and the polo fields are probably 100 hectares there. Most of the small paddocks up by the house are 50 hectares.
A small paddock, just part of this land, is 50 hectares?
Yes, and the large pastures for the cattle are anywhere from 1 to 3,000 hectares.
All right, a lot of land. Lieutenant, does anyone in the fleet know that you are that rich?
Rich?
You don't consider thousands of hectares a sign of wealth?
I never really thought of it, sir. It's not mine. I mean, it never was, and I'm reasonably sure it's not now. It's the family's.
My retirement estate is 10 hectares.
Esme could think of nothing to say but sorry, and she knew that was wrong.
So might I conclude that if you were to choose to pursue family responsibilities rather than a career in fleet, you would not be starving in the street somewhere?
Sir?
Not that I'm advising you to do so. I merely find it interesting that the young officer who was capable of telling the speaker's daughter she was a spoiled rich girl is herself a rich girl. A very rich girl. Perhaps for all the reasons you elucidated for Sarah Meager's benefit, rich girls are not suited to military careers.
It was as close to an instruction to resign as anyone could come without saying the words. Esme met his eyes, bleak misery in her heart. The Admiral looked down at his desk.
Your leave and travel orders have been cut, Lieutenant Suiza. Be sure to take all the time you need.
She would be polite, no matter what.
Thank you, sir.
Dismissed.
The clerk looked up as she came out.
Bad news, sir?
My great-grandmother died. Head of the family.
I'm sorry, sir. I have the leave and travel orders the Admiral told me to prepare. You've got a level 2 priority, and I took the liberty of putting your name on a berth for the fastest transit I could find.
Thank you. That's very kind.
You're quite welcome, sir. Just sorry it's for a sad occasion. I notice your end of leave is given as indeterminate. I'm assuming you'll notify the nearest Sector HQ when you know how long you'll need.
That's right.
That would be Sector 9, and I'll just add the recognition codes you'll need. And here you are, sir.
Thank you, again.
Esme managed a genuine smile for the clerk. He, at least, treated her as if she were a normal person worth respect. Her transport would undock in 6 hours. She hurried back to her quarters to pack.